Next application is case number 11450, application of Faith R. Goldstein. Site is located east of Route 1 Coastal Highway, being south of Bay Road, 180 feet west of Ocean Road, and being Lot 2, Unit 2, between the Waters 2 condominium and Tower Shore subdivision. 911 address is not available. Tax map ID number is District 134, Map 5, Parcel 95, Unit 2, requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements. On this application, to be more specific, they're requesting a 0.2-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a dwelling, requesting a 5.6-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a proposed elevator. They're requesting a 0.3-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for the dwelling and requesting a 5.7-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for a proposed elevator and deck. In this application, we received no letters of support, no letters in opposition, and again, we did receive 3 mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Knight. Come on up and be sworn in, please.
You have to be sworn in
by the attorney.
Pardon? I have hearing aids.
You have to be sworn in.
Sworn in. That's okay. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Faith Goldstein, 411 Ridgely, Annapolis, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am. Could you explain to the board your request?
Pardon me?
Hearing
aids, I'm sorry.
Can you explain to the board your request this evening, please?
I want to, our house is a duplex. There's two of us together. Mm-hmm. And it's very tight, and it's built on a slab. And in order even to get up to any living area, there's stairs. It's two flights. There's actually three flights of stairs. Mm-hmm. I've owned it for long before this need arose. I didn't anticipate it when I bought the house. So we've gone around and around and around with this problem, trying to figure out how to solve it. As my granddaughter has gotten older, which has taken, now she's 9, but we've really been working on this for the last 4 years. We tried it 2 years ago. We want to, at this point, extend the balcony and the lower level, which is our bedroom, make the bedroom, we can do a partition and have a separate sleeping area for Dylan so that she'll be, as she gets into her teens, able to get into the house as a teenager, come in, have a place to sleep. We're going to make the bathroom in that bedroom accessible. We have all the plans for that, and she'll be able to be a member of the family and use it like everyone else. The last time we thought about doing this 2 years ago, we went before the board, and one of the board members was an interior designer, and she said, you know, why don't you try chairlifts? So we just did that. We had to put in 4 separate chairlifts, but it wasn't clear to us when we did this that in order for her to get from one chairlift to the next chairlift, she had to transfer herself. And it didn't work, and right now I'm embroiled in a little problem with that person who sold them to me because they don't work. We're gonna have to resell them, and she can't do it herself. So we came back to plan A, which was this elevator. I think there's one little mistake here, and I wanna be sure. It says this 3 feet into the rear setback. When the builder came, he informed us that it might be a little further, maybe another 18 inches, something to do with the pilings for the elevator. So it would actually probably be 4.5 feet into the rear setback in order to accommodate. The elevator is actually to the side, so she can come in. It's in a tower to protect it, come up in the wheelchair, wheel herself off, come into the bedroom by herself, use the bathroom by herself, and the third floor is where we eat. It's the living area and everything, so then she could get up there. My neighbors are totally lovely about this. My one next-door neighbor actually wanted to do it too. She has an elderly mother, My neighbor on the other side of me owns both units, and she has multiple sclerosis. Mm. In fact, and she just went to Russia to have a transplant, but she may need to do it too. Our community's aging. I've been there 20 years, so this isn't just my problem. I'm just sort of the pioneer, and I've been the one yelling about accessibility for a long time. So do you want me to go through all of these?
Address the standards.
It's unique just because it's so tight. The only space is in the front, and we can't go forward without affecting the way the house looks, and the kitchen's there, so it doesn't work. It's in conformity otherwise. I don't know if it's... No, there is no possibility we can do it without the setback. Obviously, it's an unnecessary hardship that we didn't create and that we wish we didn't have. I asked Dylan if she wanted to tell you. That's why she's here. I thought it was a good experience for her to see all of this. And I don't know, Dylan, do you want to tell them why we need an elevator? You told me.
Why do you need an elevator?
To walk up the stairs, because she can't walk up the stairs. Okay. It's not going. Most of the people around us actually, the people next door, they actually rent the unit next to me. So there's usually a bunch of young people there until 2 in the morning out on the deck. I don't think it's going to bother them because they're not aware of what's going on. I don't think it's going to bother anyone. This is the least we could do. We've tried everything. Our stairs are so narrow, which is why we couldn't do a wraparound railing, because there's just no room. And then this man who put in the 4 said that if we spent the money to do a wraparound and block the stairs, it would cost more than the elevator. So we went back to the elevator. We've had a builder. Let's see. We have unique circumstances because it's so narrow. You see why we need it. I wish we didn't because it's expensive. And for other reasons, I wish we didn't. And in order to use the property reasonably, there just wasn't even room without making it an extension. It would wreck the house. None of us could use the house because it just the way the these houses aren't that big, and it's not one of the great big mansions down the beach. This is a small unit, and there's no place to put 25 square feet inside the house. So that's about it. I think it's pretty clear mm-hmm. why we need to do it.
Yes, ma'am.
And there's no place to move because the whole beach area is built up on stilts to keep us from flooding. So other than going into a high rise, and that was never the intention. I have 10 grandchildren at this point. We try to bring everybody together and stuff a lot of kids. There's a loft too, but she'll be happy with this bedroom. So I think that's what I can tell you.
We'll see if we have any questions from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Ricker.
No questions.
Mr. Wertman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Yes. Mr. Lank, how did this get approved initially with encroaching on the side setback?
I'm sorry.
I'm asking Mr. Lank a question.
He's asking him.
I have no idea.
Because it appears that it encroaches on both sides.
It's 9.8 on both sides. I'm not aware of a previous variance. I can check, but I can only go back to 83.
And the back, I take it, is a 10-foot requirement. Is that correct?
The back is, it is a 10-foot requirement.
So the next door, the adjacent unit or connected unit also, that's at grade. Okay.
No, that's.
Yeah, 8'4" at grade.
That's a grade.
Now, ma'am, the question I have about the elevator, and you had said that you need more than you actually put on here. How far from the property line will the elevator be? From the back property line, how far will the elevator be?
Over 5 feet. Just that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the way it looks on...
Yeah, it'll be a little over 5 feet. Right now, it's...
But for the room extension, you don't need anything different? For the room extension, you're asking for a 5.7-foot variance? It's going to be 4.3 feet from the property line?
No, it's going to be a little more from the property line because there's 10 feet to the property line, I believe, aren't there?
Yep. I'm talking about here where you have an extension you're going to build.
Where? I'm not sure where you are.
The rear deck. Okay.
It's just it's 5 feet more.
Okay. The reason I'm asking this question is I wanted to make sure that you had it covered so you don't have to come back in the event that you don't...
No, it's
enough. You're closer.
It's enough.
Okay. So
right now back there it's just a row of trees and a...
Because you'd said something about 18 inches more.
Well, it says 3 feet, and that was the original plan.
Sir, would you like to help her and speak? We have you sworn
yeah,
in.
Yeah, come on up. And
you if can... you would, I'd
my
appreciate
my husband worked with the engineer. Okay. Sorry.
All right, let's have him be sworn in, too, then.
Good morning. What's your name?
excuse me, Robert Kunitz.
And your address?
411 Ridgely Avenue in Annapolis.
Okay. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Now, I think what Mr. Mills was going at, and since you're both right here, this is the survey that was submitted, and these are some notes that the Planning and Zoning Office has put in about the what variances are needed. And this area that I have highlighted here appears to be what is the extension. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And then I see a little box right here that looks like the elevator shaft.
That is also that correct.
Okay. Now, you see where it says 4.3 right here, or it's circled?
I do.
That is, from what I can tell, it appears to be the distance from the edge of this extension to the property line.
Yeah,
is that correct?
That's correct on the drawing. But I think in reality, we don't need to go, we can have a 5 foot thing. There's in this corner of the house, there's a piling.
On the east corner?
On the east, the east corner, the east, southeast corner. There's a large piling there. When the builder looked at it, he said, we've got to make enough space for the elevator. So we're going to make it as small as possible. But I suppose if we approve this and we build it a little less, it won't be a problem. And I think he's telling us that it should be just under, the extension should be just under 5 feet.
Okay.
Because the piling's a little bit in from the real corner.
Well, what Mr. Mills was looking at was he wanted to make sure that you weren't requesting to go closer to the property line than what's requested.
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely not. It will probably be less.
Okay.
If we can pull it off, we don't want to.
And that's fine. The thing that we look at is we want to make sure that if you had to go closer, then we wouldn't want you to have to come back for variance. We'd rather have it covered in one shot if that's the case. Okay.
I just wanted to be sure it wasn't a mistake on the first page because I noticed it while we were sitting there. I said, "Wait a minute."
Well, and that leads me to. I think that leads me to another question that I have that I think Mr. Mills was going with. There is a variance request for the actual dwelling on the sides. How old is this dwelling?
My house?
Yeah, when was it built?
But, to clean it up.
80s, the low 80s. I wasn't the first owner. There were owners before me.
Okay.
So, I think my son is 47. To figure this out, my other granddaughter's not. It was 19 years ago I bought it, so that's 95, and I think it must have been about 82 when the whole thing was built.
As far as you know, the dwelling hasn't, you haven't put an addition to the dwelling or anything since you've owned it that would go into the side yard setback areas?
No.
Okay.
No,
That incursion was there, and it appeared when the boundary survey was done.
Okay.
We'd never thought it was anything other than 10 feet. So it's about 9 foot eight, or it's a couple inches off.
So it's possible it could be a newer survey caught that was more precise than what you had before.
Or less precise than the original. In any case, it hasn't, the building hasn't changed at all.
Okay.
Thank you for that. No other questions? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11450 for the reasons that the standards for granting a variance were you made the, in other words, you addressed the standards for a variance. So that's what we're going to read now that you have also in text, okay? So that's what we're going to do right now. I'm going to make a motion. Okay, based on the standards for granting a variance, okay? All right. So I would make a motion. We approve case number 11450 for the following reasons. There is uniqueness to the property, which the applicant has also texted, and you've made that statement tonight, okay, and your testimony tonight, okay? You just listen, okay? Just come up here and listen.
You know, it's funny, I tell her she's my ears and I'm listening.
Okay, just come up and listen to what I say. The variance is necessary and a reasonable use of the property. The uniqueness, hardship, and exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. That's you. Right. A variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, right? And the requested variance is the minimum that would afford relief. All right, now based on that, I made a motion, okay? And I'm also going to include the 0.2 feet on your, well, what would you call it, the west side, because when we advertise just a side yard variance, not a number, okay? So I can include that tonight without you having to come back, okay, and another $400. So I've made the motion, okay? Now it's up to the board now.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,450.
Mr. Chairman, I guess before we vote, Mr. Rickard's motion, you'd said something about a 0.2 side yard variance. And
0.2.
Yeah. 0.2, I'm sorry. What I have in front of me indicates that that was something that had been advertised. There was a 0.2 side yard variance for the dwelling and a 0.3 side yard variance for the dwelling.
And a 5.6 for the elevator.
5.6 for the proposed elevator
okay,
addition.
Okay, I 5. See it 7. There. It's through. Where do you get the 3.?
Well, there's a variance needed on both sides of the dwell of
correct
the property
correct.
For the existing dwelling.
Okay, that'll cover the other. I see. That'll cover the one side, and the other side of 3/10 will cover also the east side. Yep. Okay.
And your motion was to approve all the variances.
Correct.
There.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Them all. The advertisement that goes in the newspaper does not include a reference to the numbers.
Not specific.
Just,
not
specific it
just says
to
side
the numbers,
rear.
So that's
side
what
rear
I
or setback requirements.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickert?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,450 is approved. And good luck.